The bill requires hospitals to tell rape victims about emergency contraceptives and provide the drugs if a patient wants them. State Representative Mark Pocan says only a third of Wisconsin hospitals are currently doing that.
That's a really small number. If you think when you go in certain parts of Wisconsin, as few hospitals as there are, you could have to travel literally county to county to county to shop for health care that a victim would need after they've just been traumatized.
Opponents of the bill have raised questions about mandating a specific treatment from doctors. Dr. James Lynn is an OBGYN from Milwaukee who morally opposes contraceptives.
Bottom line is, I believe that individuals and institutions have a right to follow their conscience and not be forced by the state to provide treatments that may result in the death of an already conceived human being.
Much of Thursday's debate centered around opposing views on when pregnancy begins and whether the morning after pill can cause an abortion. Pocan says commonly accepted science supports using the drug.
Part of the problem, I think, is there's a science of pregnancy and there's a belief about pregnancy. And it's the science of pregnancy is what we're talking about because it's science.
The Senate already approved the legislation earlier this session. Andrew Beckett, Wisconsin Radio Network.